Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Man, welcome back to the Winning State of Mind. And I gotta say that it feels pretty good to be back. Scratch that. It feels better than good. It feels amazing to be back. It felt like something was missing, you know? And this is really what it was. This is a part of me that I have as an extension of myself to offer as much assistance as I can to those listening to become the best version of themselves and to find themselves, find out who they are and what they really value. Some say even a calling. And as I was here just kind of sifting and spitting in my chair, I just got to thinking about life. And I was actually looking at this box that my girlfriend made for me for Christmas, and it has a bunch of pictures of us in it. And it just, really fueled the thoughts in my head of just this year. Just really want to recap this whole entire year, and I've never done this before in any area, any facet ever, so I have to fight back tears right now, but this was literally the craziest year of my life. There was just so much that went on. So much that went on. And I would even say I would count my senior year of college. So I would say starting from about the summer, from after me turning into a senior, my last class as a junior. From the summer of 2017 to where I am now in 2018, today, the wildest ride I could have ever imagined, and then double that, and then triple that, and then quadruple that, and then multiply that by 10. That's how crazy this year was. That whole time span. And as I reflect on it right now, I just had so many highs and so many lows. I know I can't be alone in this. I can't. So if you resonate with me on that, just give me some applause, give me some claps, give me something that lets me know that you're feeling this. Because this is what this year, this is what 2018 has been for me. It's been the craziest roller coaster ride ever. And I don't really have a specific set of points that I really want to touch on. I kind of just wanted to talk about life as a whole. I haven't really done that on any episode. So, I just want to challenge y'all. Just kind of review some of the high points right now. Just take a second to think. You could have gotten a new job if you just graduated college. You got your first job. Congratulations. You could have gotten Dean's List for the first time. You could have gotten that promotion, bought your car, bought a house. You could have done whatever. If you had a child, whatever it is, you got married, you got engaged, more power to you, and I congratulate you. Now think of the lows. Think of the times that you had this year. If you had any lows, if you didn't have any lows, hey, that's even better. That's amazing. More power to you, once again. But if you're like me, just think of the lows. Think of the lowest points that you've been at. In parts where you were so low, sometimes it didn't even feel real. It felt fake. It felt like you were living a fantasy. You felt like you were alone, you were trapped. Yeah. I was right with you. About what? 3, 4 weeks ago now? Yeah. For those of y'all who are loyal and have been following and listening and have been dedicated, you know that I've lost one of my best friends. And that's probably been the hardest thing that I've had to deal with in my entire life. But I think now I'm finally at the point where I can be at peace with it. Because I know that wherever he is, wherever you are, Smitty, it's way better than here. It's way better than Earth. And there's no hurt. You're not hurting anymore. You're not in pain. You don't have to suffer, man. It's over. And this is why I just came to these conclusions here. Just a little amount of conclusions that have seemed to ring true for me. Rule number one is that you can't control your life. No matter how hard you try to be in control of it, no matter how hard you work to get to a certain place, at the end of the day, you will never be in 100% control of your life. You could even control 90% of it. It may feel like 90% or 92, whatever. You can never control 100% of your life because there will always be a portion of it that is out of your control. Rule number two, and that kind of ties in with you cannot control your life. You cannot prepare for everything. You just can't. You can try your hardest. You can build the biggest fort. You can build an entire shelter with food for weeks and a month even, or months or however long, and have bedding there and a shower, and you could take care of everything that you would need in the shelter in case there'd be an atomic bomb or whatever. But at some point, you're going to run out. And then it's going to be another problem all over again. It's going to be a whole different problem. I'm not saying don't prepare for things at all. Preparation is always good. And it's better to be safe than sorry in every occasion. But let things happen. And things will happen. So because things will happen, don't be surprised when they happen. Rule number three is just because your life is good at the moment doesn't mean that hardships won't hit you. And this can be common sense, right? Oh yeah, no one has a perfect life, whatever, right? I would be lying if I said that I didn't have a life. That is definitely privileged. I don't have a Maserati. I don't have a Mercedes truck. I don't have a coupe. But I have a house that I know I can come to every night. I'm just going to put this beat on just for some background music to kind of set the mood. But one thing that I will do and say is that I'm grateful for every single moment. Every single moment where I get to live the life that I can. With my family, being able to drive cars that aren't mine, that my parents own, to go to work, which I've even been given the opportunity based on a connection by a friend, and plus God and life working in my favor to get me to this place where I'm making decent, you know, it's entry level. But it's enough for me. It's enough for me right now, and it's only the beginning. You know, my sister's been working longer in this game, way longer in this game. But my job, I make more money than her, and she's 8 years older than me. You know, I'm not saying that's a stunt at all, or say, oh, look at me. I'm saying that to just say how blessed and fortunate I am. Extremely blessed and extremely fortunate to be in the position that I'm in. And I think everyone, if you're not homeless, if you're not worried about your next meal, if you're not terminally ill, I think you should be thanking God and the universe every day. Every day. For everything. For your health, for your family, for your friends, for love, for happiness. For food that you're able to eat, for the clothes on your back and the bed that you're able to sleep on at night. Never ever take a second of it for granted. In the moment that you find yourself taking it for granted, make a change. Number five is don't have any expectations. Honestly, I keep my girl on the low. We like to keep our relationship low key, and it's been great. There's no need to flaunt around the fact that we're in a relationship. That's childish. That's middle school and high school. We're past that. And it wasn't until I finally decided to focus only on myself and actually pursue music and teaching myself how to create music, believing that I could do it, when I found someone. That's when I found someone that truly supports me as a person, as an individual, as a creative, as a leader, as a man. Supports me in all my endeavors. And for that, I can't thank her enough. And I thank God every day for her and her family coming into my life. I do love her. And to be able to find love in just a year, literally started talking in end of March, beginning of April. It's crazy, right? And it wasn't until I was at my lowest when I finally found what could make me get to my highest. And I'm not saying you need to depend on other people at all. No, you should be able to find the high for yourself. But everyone wants to be loved. And being loved is just an extra. It's an addition, you know, so of course it's going to make it better. Not required, only bonus. Number six, consistency is key. And it really doesn't matter how long it takes, because it may take longer. It might take less time than you think. That's why you shouldn't have a timeline. Where is this timeline coming from? I was using the bathroom today and rapping the Motto lyrics by Drake and Weezy, and I was just like, wow. Drake said 25 sitting on 25 mil. And this dude was really 25, sitting on 25 mil. I'm turning 23 in 2 months. And I'm not upset. Because we live two totally different lives. The old me used to be like, oh my God, what am I doing? Drake did this when he was 25. What am I doing? I'm not working hard enough. No. Stupid. Drake's been acting since he was like, what? 15, 16. He's been on television. He's been a celebrity. He's been a star. You just started, Brody. Relax. Be realistic. Seven. Just go with it. And make sure that it's something you love. If it's not something that you love doing, you're not going to want to continue it. You're not going to give it your best. You're not going to give it your all. Don't think of it as a job. Don't take away from it yet. Especially if you haven't earned it as a job. Have fun with it. Put your passion into it, whatever it is. You ever heard the saying, do it with love or not at all? That's true. Do it with love, do it with passion, or not at all. Don't just do it. Those days are over. Eight. Believe in yourself. Believe that you can achieve everything. Believe that you can be the best version of yourself. And believe that even if you practice 15 minutes a day or 15 minutes every other day, that you are getting better. Believe that you're not wasting your time. Believe that you are getting better in everything that you do. Believe that you are becoming a better version of yourself. You're becoming a better person. You're becoming a more giving person, a more frugal person, a more practical person, a more responsible person, passionate, dedicated person, honest person, caring person, loving person, authentic person. Don't beat yourself up. Nine, forgive yourself. My biggest thing, forgive yourself. You can't always accomplish every goal that you set because as humans, we like to make unrealistic expectations sometimes. Give yourself grace. Give yourself space, room to grow. You can't grow in a confined space, right? You need pastures. You need green space. You need area. Soak up the nutrients. You need to be watered, and you need sun, and you need, most importantly, time. It takes time to grow. You just don't become a tree overnight. It might even take a tree years to come to. Years. And 10. I believe this is 10. If I skip 9, I'm sorry. But 10. It will always seem far away until it actually becomes there. Thirty always seems far away when you're 20 years old, but then one day you'll actually be 30. 40 seems far away when you're 23, but one day you'll be 40. 60 seems so far away when you're 42. But one day you'll be 60. Don't rush it. Live in the moment. Don't let these opportunities pass you up. You don't know what's around the corner. That's the only thing that you do know is that you do not know. A wise man knows that he does not know. Focus on what's in front of you. Not what's behind, and not what's out of sight. Focus on what you can look at in front of you. Deal with that, and the rest will come. I firmly believe it. I truly believe it. The rest will work itself out. Life is crazy, man. It's so crazy, and I think about it every day. Every day, I feel like I go insane sometimes. I can't be the only one that just thinks about life constantly. At my age, all I ever hear is, you're so wise, you're only 22. Oh my gosh, you think like this, you talk like this, you speak like this. Yeah, because I was fortunate enough to be given curiosity and creativity. The passion built itself. That triggered itself. I realized what's worth valuing. I did an audit of my priorities and I prioritized accordingly. Do I need to work on my time management skills? Yes. And as y'all know, this has been such a hard time for me. I'm so sorry that I'm just now getting back to this podcast. It's hard to balance everything, but you gotta do it. I will do it. You have to make sacrifices in everything. You can't live life without sacrifices. At the end of the day, it's all about opportunity cost, what you value, and weighing out your choices. Do you go to a concert that's 2 hours away at 8 p.m. when you have work in the morning? Because it's a group that you've always wanted to see and you've been in love with them since you were a child. And now they're within arm's reach and tickets are $15. Or do you miss the opportunity? Because you're afraid. Because you'll go to work tired. Because you don't want to drive back in the dark. Because you don't know when you'll get back. And so you skip this and then now your tour that you were going to go see, one of the band members overdoses, commits suicide, tour is canceled. That's real life. Experiences are what we were put on this earth for. We were put on this earth to love and to have experience and to care for each other. Not to make the most money. Not to outwork other people. Not to destroy someone's castle. Not to hurt, not to harm. Not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal. But to help, to hold, and to heal. I don't know if you heard otherwise. But that's what my life is. And that's just what I'm gonna do. My goal is to inspire in 2019, to reach bigger audience, to be more consistent, more focused. To progress in everything that I put my mind to. And I will do that. I will achieve that. And I hope all of you, I hope you take the time for goal setting, to reach your dreams, and to experience the most out of your life. Because you don't know how long you have. So please, please, live in the moment and live the most of the moment that you can. This is your boy Alex. From the winning state of mind. Thank you so, so much for listening. I cannot thank you enough. You will hear more from me. My brother called me. But just like I was saying, make time for yourself, and live in the moment. This has been Alex, and I promise you'll hear from me more. Thank you for listening to The Winning State of Mind. Peace.